This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. North Korea fired an unidentified projectile toward the sea off its east coast today, less than 2 weeks after it tested a new railway-borne missile system, according to South Korea's military. Earlier this month, September the 15th, North Korea fired a new railway-borne missile system designated as a potential counterstrike to any threatening forces. Two American siblings prevented from leaving China since 2018 returned to the U.S. over the weekend, according to a U.S. official. Their release by Beijing coming shortly after the U.S. ended a legal case against top Huawei executive. Cynthia and Victor Hu returned to America after more than 3 years, during which they were not allowed to leave China under an exit ban, despite not facing criminal allegations. Their father, however, a former bank official and fugitive, is wanted in China to face fraud charges. The exit of the two Americans followed an agreement that allowed Huawei financial chief officer Meng Wanzhou to return to China from Canada after U.S. prosecutors dropped a fraud case against her. Within hours of the new deal, two Canadians were also released from China. Beijing says those arrests were not linked. Pentagon leaders will be facing Congress on the pullout of Afghanistan, as Julie Walker reports.
Hearing in front of the Armed Services Committee will be their first public testimony since the U.S. completed its pullout last month. Republicans have intensified their attacks on President Biden's decision to get out of Afghanistan, saying it leaves the U.S. more vulnerable to terrorism. They are demanding more details on the suicide bombing at the Kabul airport that killed 13 American service members, along with other details. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, are slated to testify before the Senate Armed Services Committee.